The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Jim Bob writes me, Comrade Bill, I wanted to share this. Although I was not one of the ones to email you the Breitbart story, perhaps referring to listeners who did as three-fingered idiots was not the best way to address the story. It is not as if Representative Benz has not given his constituents reason to question him. I could and have listed numerous votes by Benz that give us plenty to reason to take pause and pay attention of what he is doing. His vote to oust George Santos being one of the big ones. Okay, the vote to oust a liar is a bad vote. Okay, because I guess all that mattered was the majority, right? Okay. Cutting off his nose despite the face. I'm glad more people are interacting, even if more attentive research is required. My issue here, Jim Bob, is that how people rush to throw him under the bus every freaking time. Every time. I'm done with this stuff. It's the only congressman we have. Now, you have a better one to primary with a few million dollars in there? Fine. Have at it. All right? And I'm not some Cliff fanboy. I'm just tired of us cutting our own noses off to spite our faces if somehow, you know, him showing up on a Breitbart article because he's being targeted by the Greens is somehow Cliff Benz's fault. It's just a lack of understanding on what is and what is going on here. You don't trust him? Fine. Interact with the office and then watch him work so that he does, that you do trust him. It's just like, what do you want? You're not voting for Jesus for crying out loud. We all have flaws. The ability of the of Republicans to just eat our own, I suppose, unnecessarily. It's difficult to defend a vote for George Santos staying in Congress. Can we all agree on that? A little bit, just a little bit. Can we be honest with ourselves about this? I know that he's putting out there, miss me now, like George Bush did later on. But, hey, come on, you're not really going there, are you, Jim Bob? This is the Bill Myers Show. We'll talk with Richard Emmons here in a few. And if you have anything else on your mind, I'm happy to take your call, 770-5633-770-KMED.
American Wrencher Garage is your premier auto care provider, serving Medford, Central Point, and the Rogue Valley, providing nothing less than the highest quality standard of professionalism on every single service and repair. Call today. Appointments are available for oil change to engine change. Get the peace of mind you deserve at American Wrencher Garage on Biddle, across from Elmer's, 499-6673, 499-6673. American Wrencher Garage. We stand behind every job we do, with service you can trust.
Coming up on the next Hughes Lumber. When 2x4s get together, only one thing can happen. Walls get built. Check out the studs, followed by contractors and do-it-yourselfers, featuring lumber, hardware, and siding. Starring decks, additions, and ADUs. It's the return of home enhancements. But watch out for that knotty pine. Get the best build for your buck values at Hughes Lumber. Your top show for quality, price, selection, service. So don't miss Hughes Lumber on Crater Lake Highway next to Garrison's.
KMED and KCMD Morning Weather, sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit myadvancedair.com.
I'm meteorologist Bobby J for NBC5. Besides some patchy fog, going to be a beautiful day. We're starting off colder this morning, but high today nearing 60. We'll drop to 36 tonight, 64 Friday and Saturday. Next week, we turn colder with more wind and showers return Monday.
13 after 8, open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. I'm going to take four calls, and then I'm going to get Richard Emmons because we need to talk about the Grants Pass, the meeting yesterday in which they turned down the meals tax, but da-da-da, what's next? Matt's here. Go ahead, Matt. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things, Bill. First off, I spent a lot of time researching, and one of the things that's starting to come to the surface for me is that you have certain countries that were former either Eastern Bloc countries, part of the former Soviet Union, are pushing back on illegal immigration into their countries. They don't want the Syrians, the Africans, anybody from the Middle East or Africa.
In other words, they want to preserve their population and their core culture, right?
Their culture.
Yeah.
Right? They want to preserve that. Well, you know, Russia, look, I'm not saying I'm rooting for them. I'm certainly not. You know, the guy's a murderer for sure. But
yeah, I'm not rooting for Putin, but I'm not rooting for the globalists either. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
And I can see where some of these countries like Hungary and maybe Poland, while they're running for their lives right now because of what's going on in Ukraine, I could see some of them down the road renewing a bond, not a political bond, but for trade and for other, you know, other economic reasons, because they do have more shared, I'll say, protectionist type of view of their country.
Yeah.
And then, you know, lo and behold, I think it was day before yesterday, I'm reading this article that China is reaching out to Hungary. And when you look at China, they definitely protect their culture. They're, you know, they're purist. We only want Chinese living in China. Only Chinese can own land. And I can see this beginning to develop. I don't know what it's going to look like in the long run, but that seems to be what is kind of developing there.
I appreciate a nuanced look at this one, but reaching out to Hungary and then, but of course we know we did kind of force China and Putin together, didn't we, in some ways?
We did. You know, there were a lot of mistakes there. You know, here we are, we're using our currency, the dollar, to try to sanction these countries.
But at the same time, we're hoping when you have the reserve currency that people want to use your dollar, so that way you have this amazing privilege. It's like, who's running this place, this railroad, you know, to use it like a weapon?
Your children. Yeah. If you beat your children every day, don't be surprised if one day they run away and never come back.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Appreciate the call. Good hearing from you. 770-5633. And let's go to line two. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Hello? Hello? Going once.
Oh, Bill?
Oh, yeah, hi.
Rick calling back. My phone went dead. I tried calling back on the albedo question, and by the time I got back and turned my radio on, he'd answered the question. So if you could just give me a quick synopsis on what he said about vegetation.
That the rising vegetation tends to be the evidence is actually more of a cooling effect. And he said there was a paper that he was talking about that was on NASA's website that was talking about the cooling effect of the vegetation. And it was kind of the wrong narrative, and it got a memory hold. So that was kind of how he wrapped that up, okay? Appreciate the call. We'll might just listen to the podcast on BillMeyerShow.com, and you could hear it then, okay? 17 after 8, KMED. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Who's this?
Hey, Bill, it's your friend Brad here. Happy Thursday morning to you.
Indeed, Brad. What's on your mind?
Hey, three things real quick. So first of all, Dateline 4 days ago, Interfer, which is a Canadian company, closed its mill that it bought from Georgia-Pacific in Philomath. This is a 220 million board foot per year capacity mill, big mill. It is the third mill that has closed in Oregon just since the beginning of 2024. To find mill closures on a pace anywhere near that, you'd have to rewind back to the 1980s. Something big is going on. We'll talk about it later if you want to. Second thing, House Bill 1537, you and I have talked about this before, creates a brand new regulatory agency called the Housing Accountability and Production Office. Big rocks rolling around there as well. And here's what we know. The more regulation you have, the higher costs are. So in an industry that's already overregulated, how do you fix that? Well, you create another regulatory agency, right, Bill?
Mm-hmm. And that's what they're going to do?
Well, that's 1537. We can talk about that later if you want to. And I know you're short on time. And the third thing is at the Jackson County Planning Commission, they're having a briefing on climate-friendly, equitable communities this morning. And the great thing is, if you can't watch it, it's going to be taped. But Matt Brinkley, the head planner for the city of Medford, and Bill, you've already seen a good part of this because you were one of the people early on that were paying attention to CFET. But for people who still haven't been exposed to CFET, Matt Brinkley is going to be making a presentation to the Jackson County Planning Commission this morning. It's all going to be taped, so you can download it and rewind it. I highly recommend everyone, if you want to know what's going on with land use planning in the state of Oregon, please, please watch this. This is big stuff.
I will do so, and I appreciate that, okay? Thanks for the
thank you, Bill.
Thanks for the heads up. We're probably going to have a deeper dive on that other topic you were talking about another day, all right? Thank you very much, Brad. Let me go to – I'll take one more call, and then I'm going to be talking with Richard Emmons. I promise I'm going to get Richard Emmons on because I've got to find out more about this Grants Pass situation from yesterday. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Good morning.
Hello? I don't know if this is me. I heard a little bit of a –
It is you.
There.
It is
okay,
you.
Guys.
It is
all
you.
All right. So it's my first time calling. Oliver Herrera here. So I emailed you a couple of things. One was on the – Senate Bill 1583. I don't know if you've mentioned anything on it.
This is the one about the destruction of what little school board power is left, right?
Well, yeah, they're just trying to, you know, the same people that put together House Bill 2002 of last year have gotten together and created a bill that would remove all, you know, not just parental rights, but like any school board, any person, any local from having a say in what, you know, type of materials, literature, curriculum is being used.
Yeah, in other words, you don't want the alphabet mafia porno in the schools. That would be discrimination, right? And so they would have to stock those books. You know, you'd be required to stock the most disgusting of all the books here. And like I said, I've actually looked at some of these books here, Oliva, and mm-hmm. and. You know, we used to actually just lock up people that were pushing perversion there. But when you have these books under the guise of inclusiveness here coming from the alphabet mafia that is showing young boys performing Lewinsky's on one another, that doesn't belong in schools. And I think that schools and school boards should be able to choose not to have that sort of garbage in the schools.
Right. And so just. I'm glad that you're aware of it because I was hoping that was brought up, mm-hmm. you know, so that attention is being brought to it. But also, I sent you another email, and I took a couple hours and condensed it down to 14 minutes for you. There's a vacant seat on the Three Rivers School Board, and the drama behind it is just very, very suspicious, and we're working on bringing that to light.
Well, I'll have to watch that video during lunch and get back to you on that, Oliva, okay?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Thanks, Bill. That's all I had. I know you're trying to get Richard on.
Yeah, no, we'll get Richard on. I'm just running out of time, and we'll see if we can squeeze a few more Conspiracy Theory Thursday calls in a bit. Give me about 10 minutes, okay, before we do that. But Richard Emmons with a breakdown of the vote last night. I know that the meals tax went down, but I don't think it's dead. Maybe it gets Richard will tell us more from the Josephine County Eagle next.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Wrencher Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Wrencher Garage. Across from Elmer's on Biddle.
February is for sweethearts and sweet savings on a new Ford at Butler Ford in Ashland. Joel here, and nothing says I love you like a brand new truck in your driveway, especially when you can finance a new Ford F-150 at the low, low rate of 1.9% for 72 months. And here's another sweet low rate deal. Your choice of Ford Escape or Ford Edge with 0% financing for 60 months. Come to Ashland for low rates. 1.9% financing on Ford F-150s. 0% financing on Ford Escapes and Edges. That's how Fords cost less in Ashland. Remember, Butler says yes to 0% financing. Butler says yes to bigger discounts and rebates. Butler says yes to giving you more for your trade. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where we've got your truck, your SUV, and certified pre-owned. Looking for a quality used car, truck, or SUV? Start your search at ButlerPreOwnedSupercenter.com. That's ButlerPreOwnedSupercenter.com.
60 monthly payments at $16.67 per thousand finance and 72 monthly payments at $14.71 per thousand finance on approved credit through Ford Credit Financing. Offer ends 2/29/24.
Is your business or personal tax return under IRS audit? Tell the IRS First Response Resolution has got it. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point, your local tax resolution experts. Visit firstresponseirs.com and talk to Zach in Eagle Point. He'll defend your rights as a taxpayer.
Service is the difference with Sweetwater Sanitation, your experts for sanitation services and portable restrooms. From pumping septic tanks, grease traps, even holding tanks, Sweetwater Sanitation brings 20 years and two generations of experience. And as a DEQ-certified maintenance provider, Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, and repair your septic tank, which should be pumped every 3 to 5 years. Call 541-821-1426 and visit swsmodoc.com. Sweetwater Sanitation, where service is the difference.
When we hear of satellites looking down on us, we think of the military, or the CIA, or the Chinese, or Russians. But what about spy satellites so good that you personally can be identified while sunbathing or out for a run? And what if these satellites are suddenly in the hands of private businesses and not the government? I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by SimpliSafe. Save 20% on a new SimpliSafe system with a Fast Protect plan at SimpliSafeKim.com. The scenario I just described is not hypothetical. Albedo Space, based in Denver, manufactures very low Earth orbiting satellites that can read the license plate on your car. Its mission statement, to provide commercial and defense customers with on-demand high-frequency coverage. A commercial customer can be anything, from a town to a construction company to a small business, anyone who has the ability to pay. Suddenly, what's going on in your backyard is now available to anyone who wants to buy it. Join folks everywhere from NASA to Apple who get my free newsletter. Sign up right now at GetKim.com.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Well, switch to Pure Talk today and you'll get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. Now, qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and, of course, mobile hotspot. Just dial #250, say the keyword Pure Talk, claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone. Start saving on wireless today. And switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your Linex bedliner source. Linex is the number one rated spray-on bedliner in the world, backed with a nationwide lifetime warranty. Don't just protect it. Linex it. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your one-stop accessory and protection shop.
Here's a helpful note from Peggy about Garrison's commercials.
If you want to sell me something, then show me something. Who wants to see a bald guy with uncontrollable arms talking about nothing? Mute that guy and show me what you have.
Personally, I'd rather peruse all the great photos at Garrison's.com than be force-fed a few random snapshots of select furniture. But since you asked for it, here's a lovely sectional. Check out this bedroom set. And whoa, Nelly, look at that mattress. I hope that helps, Peg. Garrisons.com.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Earlier this morning, my blood pressure was really high because of numerous people who had sent me the Breitbart article in which the Green Power Group, ACP, was targeting dozens upon dozens of Republicans. They were going to be putting heavy pressure on them to preserve the Joe Biden Inflation Reduction Act green grift things, and Cliff Bentz's name was on one of the lists of all these Republicans that they want to target. And everyone said, "Yeah, this proves that he's bad guy, dude. Throw him under the bus." And I'm saying, stop this, stop it. You're taking the wrong message from this. You got to be smarter about this. And like I said, I was really angry about this because I'm tired of eating our own all the time. It's like Republicans have this amazing ability to do this. It just astounds me. Former State Senator Alan DeBoer, who, of course, has also received a lot of incoming barbs over the years. But you had a take on that, too. I'd like to get your take before we go to Richard Emmons. Go ahead.
I tried to call in this morning to lower your blood pressure, but your guest came on. Politics are ugly. Manipulation is common. Republicans and independents need to vote and support their candidate, as do Democrats. These things, like you're talking about this morning, are done on purpose. Republicans seem to be a single-item vote. So if they disagree with you on one item, they just don't vote. And we need people to vote. It's like Senator Golden had created the fire map, which was harmful to everybody. But no Democrat swayed from supporting him in the next election. now you look at seniority in the Fed is the most important thing. So we need to keep Cliff Bent there. And Cliff is a great guy. I know him well. I've worked with him. But seniority is what counts there. And he's chairing a commission now. We also need to keep this, the majority. That's critical. You know, in Oregon, the Democrats control everything. And we see the state in such great shape, right? Saying that's hilarious.
Yeah.
But you need to have a balance. And so we need to keep that house. So don't listen to people. They're going to try to destroy Cliff.
In fact, it wouldn't even surprise me if Democratic operatives, in many ways, wanted to make sure that Breitbart got a copy of that, because it sows division within the Republican Party, because they're only targeting the Republicans. They figure they're going to be winning. And that was even brought up in the article. People take the wrong takeaway, you know, from that. When you see Cliff's name on it, it's not that Cliff's going to cave. It's just that they want to make Cliff cave. And it's a completely different takeaway when you think about that. He's going to be under attack from these groups, these green groups. That's the real story. But people aren't saying that, are they?
No, they do it on purpose. It's part of the tactic. And I, you know, got a lot of friends that are Democrats, but their party is vicious.
Yeah, you always have to keep that in mind. Senator, I appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in, all right? It is 8:30, and gosh, I've been looking forward to talking with Richard Emmons, the publisher and editor of the Josephine County Eagle, jocoeagle.com. Richard, what are we looking at here from last night at the Grants Pass City Council? I know it was a 5-3 vote. They ended up turning down the meals tax. This is a big deal. There aren't many cities that have these meals taxes. What's the story? Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. No, it's good that you had me on late. I could have slept in.
Sorry.
The meeting went 6 hours. It ended at midnight. And I didn't stay the whole time, but I did stay for 4 hours, and I watched the video this morning to kind of see what happened. But it was very good. I mean, it's a great example of the public showing up and speaking out.
Mm-hmm.
Someone had organized signs for the, you know, to oppose the restaurant tax. And they were on 6th and A Street, you know, as everybody arrived. They had buttons on, you know, wearing buttons. But it really hit their hot button because, you know, the restaurant business has really suffered since COVID, during COVID, higher minimum wages, higher, you know, regulations, you know, paid family leave. All of this is laying on top of them, higher fuel and food prices. So, you know, in a sense, it's, you know, the old saying that when the politicians feel the heat, they see the light. So in this case, I think they took a lot of the wind out of this restaurant tax.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they had a lot of discussion. A lot of people made comment, just really pushing back against it, wanting to have them look at the budget again. And there was some frustration by some of the counselors that they've been talking about this for 3 years, and it's all out on the website. And I thought it was funny when the mayor pointed out the 385-page budget document on the website. I mean, who has time to read a 385-page bill, you know, budget? But it was good because it got the stuff out there again, and they do want to add and support public safety, police, and fire. You know, there wasn't any talk about, you know, defunding them or any of that nonsense. What
okay.
they wanted to do is, in a sense, is not defund the restaurant owners from having to administer this tax and losing customers who can no longer afford to eat out.
Now, if they end up doing it through, let's say, the utility fee, there was talk before of a $9, maybe up to $12 to do the same job. City's already collecting that fee. There's already a collection mechanism in place, right?
That's right. And originally, you know, from a couple of weeks ago, they were going to do a $9 per month fee, and that's for houses, and then it goes up from there. So small businesses are $30 a month, and then Walmart does $2,700 a month. So that, you know, that's the gamut. And after the, you know, that, what this is the way it happened last night. Let me just slow it down for a second. Is that the city council first voted 8-0 to implement a utility fee with the amount to be determined. All right. Now, some on the city council that favored the food and beverage tax wanted to do the food and beverage tax first, but to her credit, Counselor Valerie Lovelace said, I understand the utility fee well. let's I make a motion to do that. That passed 8-0.
Okay.
So they knew that that had passed, and they were going to use the utility fee to help fund, you know, additional money for police and fire. So then it went on to the next one, which was to have a food and beverage tax. And they had quite a discussion on that. And what was interesting on that is that it basically came to the point where Rob Pell, clarifying the situation, was that if the city council votes in favor of a 3% food and beverage tax, then the business community will put a referendum on the November ballot to overturn them.
And it will get overturned on referendum. You know it would.
That's right. So, yeah, and then the idea of them putting it before the voters for the city council to say, well, we want a 3% food and beverage tax, but we're not going to do it on our own authority, even though we can under the city charter, but we are going to put it before the voters. Well, once Rob Pell pointed out that, well, he confirmed that it's going to be on November ballot either way, then he voted no.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a 5-3 vote against doing a food and beverage tax. I think that was a bit of a surprise, because had he voted yes, it would have been 4-4, and Mayor Bristol could have voted to do it. But she didn't get a vote because she's a mayor and she only votes when there's a tie. So that, and, you know, and the food and beverage tax, you know, it doesn't cover alcohol. That's taxed by the state.
Right.
You know, one person made public comment that's like saying, you know, how do you separate the Coke from the whiskey? You know, it's like, you know, when you're selling somebody a drink and it's got Coke in it and it's got whiskey in it, you know, how do you handle that? I mean, it just.
Well, I'll tell you how you do that, Richard. You don't use the Coke and it's just straight whiskey.
Well, there you go. So, you know, I mean, and all these comments, it's sort of like a battering ram from the public. And, you know, some people get a little bombastic and other people are just weary and they just get it out there. They're trying to run a little business, catering business, to help provide for their family and so
yeah.
They can spend time with their kids. And
so needless to say, there's a lot of stress and strain in that system right now. Cooler heads prevailed. I mean, so the utility fee, the best of all the bad ideas, you know, that's essentially where we are, right? No one's
that's
thrilled
right.
to do that. It's just the best of the best bad idea that was going to have to be used. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Or the least worst option.
Yeah. The least worst.
Then what they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they discussed how much should it be. And one motion said, make it $17.25. I got voted down And then they did a $12 fee, and it was a 4-4 tie vote, and Mayor Bristol voted yes to break the tie, and that's enough money at a minimum to keep the status quo of funding. And, you know, according to former city finance director Jay Meredith, you know, he made public comment twice that that would be enough for the next 2 years. So, you know, time will tell.
So essentially, Grants Pass has kicked the can. They got a couple of years to figure out what's next, right? That's it.
That's right. I mean, the city council voted 7-1 to put a 3% restaurant tax on the November ballot. So, but, you know, the mayor did point out that, you know, they're losing at least one city councilor, others maybe, you know, up for reelection, and it's most likely going to get decided by the next city council. So it is. I mean, it's sort of like kicking the can down the road, you know, and but
now I wasn't using kicking the can derisively, but it's not a permanent fix because, you know, inflation isn't going away, but it's apparently what had to be done for now. Right.
That's right.
OK.
It's politically palatable and it definitely will raise money, and it already has a collection mechanism in place, and it avoids a big costly fight from the business community to do a referendum.
All right. Very good. And that's the report from Josephine County Eagle publisher and editor Richard Emmons. We appreciate the thoughts about last night's meeting on that. I know you'll be talking more with your readers. And tomorrow morning, we're going to have another announcement from you. We'll have you back. And interesting doings going on there. All right. You'll tell your readers
Bill,
about it first. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks again, Bill.
All right. Take care. JocoEagle.com, by the way, to find out more. 8:38 at KMED, KCMD. I talk about and wax poetically about the J. Austin & Company gold and silver buyers, you know, all the time. One of my oldest sponsors, jaustinbrokers.com. Of course, their website for buying and selling, too, is fortunereserve.com. But I wanted to talk about the importance of supporting J. Austin, because J. Austin supports my show because they fearlessly support the message of freedom, independence, and conservative viewpoints. They stayed open during COVID. They didn't close for even a day, even when people were threatening them for not closing. You can count on J. Austin to be there when you need him. They have their website, of course, like I mentioned, but also brick and mortar, 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland and 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Now, you can get your appointment for a face-to-face, no problem, 482-3715. You can sell your collectible coins, scrap golds, even old, or scrap gold, rather, even old U.S. banknotes. And if it's collectible and you're not using it, get some extra cash for it when selling it and support people who share your beliefs, similar beliefs, ethics, and values. J. Austin & Company Gold and Silver Buyers in Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street, 6th and G in Grants Pass, jaustinbrokers.com, and also fortunereserve.com.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Go see Johnson Builders at the Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show this weekend at the Jackson County Expo and get low show pricing for any building you need. From a small shop to a riding arena, residential or commercial, Johnson Builders has been the leading authority on post and frame construction in the region for over 20 years. Explore the possibilities at the Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show this Friday through Sunday at the Jackson County Expo. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
When was the last time you had your well water tested? The EPA recommends that all private wells be tested at least once a year. If you can't remember when you had your water quality tested, it's time. Water quality can change radically from year to year, and you don't want to mess around. Grants Pass Water Lab offers next-day results for bacteria tests and a speedy 3 to 5 days for the full reporting that meets all state requirements. Online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for over 40 years.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Oh, I never knew that I had EPI. It was right before my eyes, but it took me by surprise when I found out I had EPI.
You know, I just needed a break.
I heard about it on the radio.
Bob Haywood, I love your parody on EPI back when they were doing the EPI ads. I love that. I just love that. But, you know, sometimes you just have to have a laugh, all right? And it's open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Let me go to Lucretia. Hello, Lucretia. Welcome.
Good morning, Bill.
What's on your mind?
Well, besides the 250,000 parts of plastic in the average water bottle, I learned that they are now, since 2018, Harvard says nicotine's not addictive, but they're cutting it out.
Okay, now hold on. Hold on. Harvard says that nicotine is not addictive. Really?
What?
Wow. Boy, you know, I think a lot of smokers and tobacco chewers might disagree with that. I could be wrong, but...
Well, no, you're right. But it's not the nicotine. It's the pyrazine, P-Y-R-A-Z-I-N-E-S, that they put in it that's addictive. Now, dig this.
Okay.
Paul, what's his last name? VanderbiltHealth.com. Paul, what's his last name? Gosh darn it. Oh, I got it.
You know, I'm already envisioning you with a phone sitting in a Faraday shielded room with stacks of papers around you. But
well, I couldn't remember his last name. But anyway, it turns out if anything that's going to be helpful, you know, definitely people that were smokers had the least COVID. or at least the least amount of people having to go to the hospital.
Yeah, there was a surprising benefit that smokers seem to have been protected from the worst of COVID for some reason. Did the scientists actually comment on why? Was it nicotine or was it something else in the cigarette smoking that was supposedly protective?
Okay, we're going to get to Dr. Artis, but, you know...
Now, remember, I don't have forever, so a lot of people trying to get on.
No, but the point I really want to make, besides that there's some of these NO2 receptors that made it so that your lungs could still breathe, because somehow nicotine stops the toxic effect of, COVID venom.
Yeah.
But what's interesting, this is the part that I want to get to, the good part. So many people are now getting Alzheimer's and dementia. And what they're finding, this Paul Neuenhaus found that it seems to really wake up the receptor sites, and it's going to help be treating Alzheimer's and dementia, but they don't want it. This is why they're cutting it out finally now. They don't want you to have chewing tobacco. They want you to smoke because there's all these other toxins in there. There are, 100 that they put in there that causes the cancer. It's not the nicotine causing the cancer.
And that's very interesting. That is very interesting indeed. You know what I've wondered about Alzheimer's and dementia, though, is that I wonder what role, if any, I'm just spitballing. I'm not a medical doctor, but I talk to a lot of doctors. I wonder what role the growth of statin consumption, in which every time you get a certain age, they're always trying to push statins on you to reduce cholesterol. And the reason I bring this up is that you reduce cholesterol. Your brain's made of cholesterol, actually needs it in order to work well. And yet we have millions upon millions of people that are told to lower your cholesterol. And then
it's actually causing women to get diabetes
too. Yeah, well, but then I'm also wondering, though, what percentage of dementia and brain fog may be caused by that. Interesting talk there, Lucretia. Thanks for making it. Let me go to Scott in Grants Pass. Hello, Scott. What's on your mind? Go ahead. Hi, Scott. Hello, Scott. Okay, let me try this. Maybe this is Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hey, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Wrong line. That's what happened. All right, go ahead.
Okay, very good. The CO2 guy, and then I'll comment on Lucretia.
Sure.
The CO2 guy, he made the comment that the article on reducing heat on the Earth here disappeared. Well, I found it on EPA, United States Environmental Protection Agency.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's very simple article, but yeah. And just think about it, common sense. You put a tree up next to your house, and it grows these great big leaves. And then in the summertime, your house doesn't have to spend as much money on cooling because the tree is taking away a lot of the heat.
Yeah, and the energy absorbed by the tree, both heat and also ultraviolet, which, of course, generating the photosynthesis reaction, CO2 into oxygen, it all works, doesn't it? All works.
Yeah, so the whole thing, again, is just nothing but lies for the depopulation of the Earth here.
Could you send me the link to that EPA address or that EPA article, Bill at BillMeyerShow.com, and I'll I'll post that. Okay.
As soon as we're done, I'll send that over. But on Lucretia, she's absolutely right. I'll actually send you a link to that too. But it's amazing. I've always been anti-smoking, anti-cigarettes, because I grew up in a house where my dad smoked and I hated it. But now I understand it's not the tobacco itself that's the problem. It's the chemicals that cause you to be addicted that they put in there. But the receptors in your brain and in your body, they can actually get rid of tumors that are caused by the vax within 72 hours.
Well, that's pretty – well, hey, send me what you got. All right, Scott? Like I said, I can't take it to the bank, but that's interesting. Interesting theory, but that's why it's Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Patrick's here too. Hello, DP. Welcome.
Hey, well, thank you, Bill. Hey, I appreciate your insights and sensibilities into Cliff Bentz. I guess what you're saying is he's got enough on his plate already without talking about central bank digital currency. Others.
Oh, no, I haven't. No, it's not that if I had a longer time with him, I definitely would talk central bank digital currency. I'm not letting that go by any stretch of the imagination. All I was saying, though, is that I had more than a dozen people write me overnight trashing Cliff Betts in my email, in my inbox, because of him being mentioned in a Breitbart story about how the Greens were going to be going after a bunch of Republicans and pressuring them to support the grift through Joe Biden. And people are saying, look, Cliff is mentioned here. No, the takeaway is not that Cliff is going to cave, but that they're coming to attack him to try to make him cave, because they're looking at the Republicans that are out on the West Coast, surrounded by the green idiots that are pushing policy everywhere, as vulnerable. That's what they're doing. That's why I was talking about that. You know,
right, right. So if Cliff Bence is talking about central bank digital currency, there needs to be more than just him. I'm not hearing much about it from Rand Paul or even Jim Jordan or any of these guys. And my understanding is Congress decides what the money is, not the banks. And I'm also learning that this idea of buy gold and silver and have something in private out of sight of the government, that's not going to hold if we have central bank digital currency. You'll have to tokenize it. And this is not funny, and I don't want to see Congress sit there and just watch.
Well, you have to understand, though, that I have a feeling that when you're talking about physical gold and silver for wealth preservation, it's outside of that and probably would be, you know, in some ways being used differently. It wouldn't be used as a daily form of currency. But let me tell you, central bank digital currency – you think there are issues here right now? Oh, wait until you go. We're talking, it's worse than China if we go in that direction.
Well, imagine you say, you know, I want to send money to my favorite political candidate.
Yep.
And they say, no, not him. Choose another.
Yeah, exactly. Comrade, line up against wall. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's definitely on my mind, and I hope... I hope to hear what Cliff Bence might have to say about it.
And we will whenever we get a chance to have more than 10 minutes with him. I only had 10 the other time he was in here, so didn't take long.
Really appreciate your effort, Bill.
Appreciate the call. Thank you for that. Like I said, you know, I'm not a Cliff Bence fanboy. I'm not talking about this, but all I'm saying is that quit throwing everybody under the bus. And it's to a certain extent, it's just we're very, very good as a party, I think, of being single issue and swayed on one particular issue. You get one bad vote that you don't agree with, and all of a sudden it's time to jettison the seniority and replace it with some other clown who can't even find the restroom. We just can't. We don't have that much support to be able to afford to do that right now. 852, hi, KMED, KCMD, Conspiracy Theory Thursday. What's on your mind?
Good morning, everybody. It's Joel.
Oh, hi, Joel.
One of my friends called in. He's a U.S. cellular clone, and he punched up world news. And apparently the Biden administration is auctioning off our BLM lands to the highest bidder.
Okay, and where is the evidence of this auctioning going off, and how can I get some of that land?
Exactly.
Well, no, I'm serious. If someone's going to call and claim that they're auctioning off the land, I want to get my own bit of BLM land. I want to take it, and I want to park my Vanagon on it and camp.
This sounds good. And yesterday,
no. Do you have? Where's the evidence?
Well, I'm just saying they're proposing it.
And oh, thinking, okay. Who is proposing it, and where can I find out more?
Well, I'll have to research it more.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
It's just hot off the presses.
Okay.
And then yesterday, hot off the presses, Lars Larson, I hung out for an hour and a half. I finally got to say something. Right when I was going to talk about the border issues, he says, oh, hot off the news. Japanese, whatever it is, or mafia, Kuna Sutra or whatever, had plutonium 325.
Oh yeah, Yakuza, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Yakuza. Well, you know, this is the next thing you're supposed to get really, really frightened about and run around, scream and shout, and then give up your rights. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's kind of like Disease X, right? Remember the reports about Disease X? Same thing.
Oh, evil finds its way. Well, if everyone remember, all it takes for evil to survive is for good men to do nothing.
All right. Thank you, Joel, in the Iron Gate. Let me go to line one. Hello, KMED, KCMD. Who's this?
Hey, Bill, it's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Welcome.
Hi. Yeah. Oh, boy, there's so much good stuff to talk about. But
oh, I know. Where do you start today? I mean, it's just...
I know. Well, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm just listening to you intently. In other words, I'm, you know, letting the broadcast facilities get your fine voice out there. What are you thinking?
Awesome. Well, I wanted to just totally endorse what Alan DeBoer said. And it's so important to vote and to vote wisely and to not take our ball and go home because we disagree on a particular issue. And the stakes now are that the Democrat Party has fully gone into evil mode. And now I want to bring it to the schools. Because, you know, I left substitute teaching a couple of years ago because I could see what was coming. And the academic content was fine in our area as far as I could tell, except for maybe in health and some science where they really pushed the climate change agenda. But they're still teaching reading, writing, arithmetic, some classic novels, at least for kids who can handle it, because that's a big problem. Kids just really can't learn much. I think it's social media. But what was happening was that every class I was in had up to half a dozen kids who identified as trans, and their name, and I had to try to remember what their names were and place it with their face. And I refused to do pronouns, so I would just try not to use any pronouns at all. But if I made a mistake, you know, they'd get all offended. And it's coming to the point now where people are being punished for making an honest mistake, and basically you're just required to go along with the lie. And on top of that, now the schools, I think, are outright dangerous for kids. There's a report that at North Medford High, they're letting the boys in the girls' restrooms, and they're looking over the top of the, what do you call the darn things?
Yeah, the stalls. Yeah, the stalls. Yeah, sure.
And I don't know if boys are in the girls' locker rooms in our area, but I read a story about this is happening in Canby. So you have boys with body parts, male body parts, undressing in the same room with girls with female body parts. And this is what our Democratic Party in Oregon and really the whole country endorses. And I think it's just time to most Democrat people that I know love their kids and are not insane. And I think we really need to encourage everyone we know, but including Democrats, you need to stop voting for a Democrat. If you can't vote for a Republican, don't vote. But please don't vote for Democrats. They're evil. They're hurting our kids. They support cutting off their genitals. And we just have to call a spade now. It's not, there's just no middle ground anymore. And it's just too important.
And that's very sad. And I have to agree with you. It's like, I don't say this cheerfully, that you obviously have a party that is that fixated on power that, that, you know, whatever it takes, if it means destroying the next generation, well, so be it. We have a bunch of sock puppet, throat-punching Antifa people for the future that are really upset after they had their genitals cut off. You know, you can see the future, you know, coming out, you know, through that.
Well, and the thing is, they believe it. I mean, I have very nice relationships with both Pam Marsh and Jeff Golden. As human beings, I like each of them personally. But they believe this stuff. And I've tried to talk to them about it. I've sent them evidence. And, of course, it means nothing to them. And so, you know, if it's not personal. But they're captivated to a spirit that is malevolent, and it's destroying our kids. And we just cannot stand for it anymore. Now, as for the teachers, the good teachers that are not insane, if they can stay in the school districts and be a light of sanity to the kids, I think that's incredibly important. But for children who do not have to be in those schools, and I hope that's almost, you know, everyone who has a sane parent, get them out. It is not safe for them. It is outright dangerous. And even if they don't have a bathroom problem, they're hearing this ideology. And you know, every middle schooler feels weird about their own body. It's changing. They feel uncomfortable. And then they're told, well, maybe the reason you're so uncomfortable in your body is because you're in the wrong one. It's just evil. And anyway, I just wanted to say my piece on that. I know you have your other caller. I think it's Sherm who thinks the schools aren't that bad.
Well, he's going to go in there, and he said he's going to report on what he thought about this.
Yeah, I'm anxious to hear what he has to say.
But I could also expand this to also what, and remember, the Democrat charter changes, both in Jackson and Josephine County. That's what they are. Okay. They may deny it. They may not be coming directly from the party, but they are Democrat charter changes for the five commissioners or else in Josephine County 17-116. They're Democrat charter changes. These are changes that they want because they can't win countywide elections. This is to get more Democrats, the same type of people who believe what you have just talked about. They want more
100%.
Power.
And I talked to a friend of mine. He sent me, texted me. He's very concerned about what's going on. But he sent me a link to the statewide income tax proposal. And to me, that's important, but it's nothing compared to some of this other stuff. So, and he had no idea about the charter change. So we have a lot of education to do for people. And we got to get all our friends to vote and help them understand you're going to lose complete any influence over your life.
Exactly.
If this passes.
Lynn, that's a great call. Thanks for it. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
9 o'clock. This is KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KCMD, Grants Pass.
Rise and shine with the ultimate breakfast experience from Artisan Bakery Cafe. You'll be wowed once again with this limited time veggie breakfast bagel sandwich, a fresh baked toasted bagel layered with cream cheese, egg, cheddar cheese, onions, pepperoncini, and fresh tomato. A breakfast sensation sure to give your day a jump start. Wait, there's more. Bacon breakfast bagel sandwich also available for a limited time. Order online at DoorDash or visit 1325 Center Drive across from South Fredmeyer.
One of each sold VIN 909407 MSRP 21615 3500 due. Sportage VIN 69157 MSRP 3390 4399 due. 10K miles per year. Zero security deposit. All incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title, license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 2/29/24.
With brand new Kias starting at $149 a month, it's time to get more in 24 at Kia Medford. More savings, more selection, more for your trade. Rush in now. Get a new 2024 Kia Soul LX Automatic. Just $149 a month lease for a new 2024 Kia Sportage LX all-wheel drive. Only $199 a month lease, both for 24 months. Ready to get out of your current lease or loan? Once we make a deal, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Get more in 24 with Souls, $149 a month. Sportages, $199 a month at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Hi, I'm Charlene, owner of American Industrial Door, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
It's a minute after 9. Mark Lee Van Camp and Robin's coming up here. A quick email of the day, sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. As you wait, or while you wait, crowns available. They have an in-house lab. Great stuff. Find out more. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Dale from Medford writes, Bill, the people who were panicked about the Breitbart article with Cliff Bentz's name in it are really helping the green weenies when they want to throw our mentioned legislators away. They are confirming that Republican voters often are not thinking if they vote at all. That's been the major problem, and they are, for the most part, they're not reading the article or interpreting the article correctly. All they know how to do is throw a hissy fit and then not vote at all. What good does a hissy fit do? And Dale, I'm thinking that that may have been part of this. As far as we know, this could have been an intentional leak to attack the targets that the green weenies are going to go and attack and make it even weaker and make it more difficult for them, too. We have to think a little more calmly about such things. All right. All right. Hey, before we take off, though, I don't want you to think calmly about this. I just want you to go have some fun at the Sportsman and Outdoor Show, all right? The Sportsman and Outdoor Show at the Expo here this weekend, starting tomorrow, actually. Caller 7-8-9-770-5633-770-KMED. You can decompress and get out there with your friends and family. 7-8-9-770-5633.
Hi, it's Jason at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. If you're wondering about the condition of your tires, stop in and we'll check your tread level and give you an honest assessment.